Listen to the gospel now. Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
Reading from Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes decided to ask Jesus, which is the first of all the commandments? Jesus replied, this is the first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the second, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
About 450 years ago, there was a mother that went to church in France with her little son who was about 3 years old. And the time of communion arrived when the mother got up and went to receive Holy Communion and left her little son who was about 3 years old there at the place. And when she came back, the little boy placed his head over the mother's heart. And the mother said, what are you doing? He said, I'm listening to Jesus' heartbeat within your heart. Three years old. Went to school, brilliant student, became a lawyer. He wasn't happy with that. So he became a priest. And the bishop sent him to Chablais, which was the stronghold of Calvinism back after Martin Luther. When he arrived there, it was about 56 Catholics and 56,000 Calvinists. After 3 years of his missionary work, there were 56,000 Catholics and 56 Calvinists. He was ordained a bishop when he was about 30 years younger than me, in his 30s, no? And he went on to write, according to some, the greatest treatise on love after the Bible. He died in his late 50s. Now he's a doctor of the church, and his name is Saint Francis de Sales. If you've never heard of him, he is a very, very, very famous doctor of the church, okay? And every lay person should have Introduction to the Devout Life. If you already have done the exercise, but you want to go deeper into the exercises, you get Introduction to the Devout Life, which he wrote basically for lay people to learn how to meditate. Why do I tell that story? Because one day that little boy was a little baby in the arms of his mother. Primary obligation is to form saints. Amen? Primary obligation to form saints. Probably saying, well, Father, that's just a pious platitude. That's a cliche. It's reality. The biggest tragedy in the world is if we don't become a saint. Yep. Amen?
Amen?
Biggest tragedy if we don't become a saint. You know, Jesus said in one of his teachings, he said, be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. Be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. Being a teacher before I was a priest, I like to study that grammatically, if you give me permission. Be comes from the verb, the infinitive, to be. What tense is it? Is it the present? Is it the future? Is it the imperfect? Is this a subjunctive? Is it a gerund? Is it a split infinitive? No. Rather, it is an imperative. You know what that means? It means, imperative means it's a command. Yo tengo niño imperativo. ¿Cómo se dice en español? Overactive child, huh? But it's a command. All of us are called to become saints. So that's your obligation, to try to raise your daughter to become a great saint.
Yes.
You're going to do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you hear my homily this morning? Were you paying attention to it?
I did.
It was for you, right? It was on the name of your daughter. How about that?
Yes.
Maria Grazia, no? I have a niece whose name is Grace. One of my sister's 8 children. She's got, just got 8. Hopefully, she'll get a couple more. No? I'm going to give you an acronym or an acrostic for Grace. You ready? How do you spell it? In English, it's G-R-A-C-E. Spanish, G-R-A-C-I-A. Right? Grazia. In Italian, G-R-A-Z-I-E. If you speak Italian. Grazie. You want the acrostic?
Sure.
God's riches at Christ's expense. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Like that? You got that from a Protestant pastor. Amen? Adrian Rogers, huh? But I baptized it Catholic. So I'm going to make 3 suggestions so that you can carry out your very noble aspiration of forming saints. And these guys too. First of all is prayer. You gotta pray. You gotta pray. No, let's pray that we don't go into war with Iran. We gotta pray, don't we? I don't want to go into war, do you?
No.
I don't think anyone wants to go into war. If you go into war, everyone's a loser in one way or another, right? Father Patrick Peyton, known as the Rosary Priest, has some immortal sayings. One you've all heard, the family that prays together stays together. But there's another one you probably never heard. A world at prayer is a world at peace. You like that? It's a good one, isn't it? A world at prayer is a world at peace. So if there are wars, the primary reason is that we're not praying enough. Prayer is the easiest thing, but it's the most difficult. It's the easiest because you can pray whenever you want. You can use whatever words you want. And as I've taught you in the exercises, as some of you have done the exercise with me, I recognize, you know, is I can teach you how to pray because I'm a teacher. But I can't give you the desire to pray. Yeah. Sorry. We have a New York expression. If you're a New Yorker, this is the way the New Yorkers speak. Yeah. You take the horse to the water, but you can't make the horse drink the water. Okay? Yeah, but in New York, that's the way they talk, and they got these proverbs. Okay, you take the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink the water. So, pray for your child, pray with, and teach her how to pray. 3 different prepositions, right? Teach her to pray, pray for her, and pray with her. Now, I had a very interesting experience Thanksgiving. I'd like to tell you.
Sure.
One of my 39, I've got 39 nephews and nieces. Pretty big for an American family, huh? Most of my brothers have got 8 kids, two have 8, and one has 6. So, you know, big family, huh? More the merrier.
Yeah.
So the oldest one came, probably about your age. He was celebrating his 10th anniversary. And I married him in Orlando, Florida. That's where he lives. So he said, I want you to celebrate my 10th anniversary. And I happen also to be his godfather. He's 35 now. So we came, and on Thanksgiving Day, at 12 o'clock Mass, they renewed their vows in front of 1,000 people. They have 4 children, expecting their 5th. They will have 5 children in 7 years. I kind of like that, no? But the oldest one could pray the rosary when he was 3 years old. Yeah. So he could say the Our Father, Hail Mary, the mystery, even the fruit of the mystery. I know you're going to say, the reason why, because he's got an uncle priest that's very brilliant. Well, thank you very much. That was crossing your mind, right?
It is now.
No, I don't like to toot my own horn, as they say, no. Because of the his parents, no? And his father, who's my godson, the oldest godson, and his wife, I mean, they're not perfect, but they're great people. You know, they're college graduate from Florida, and they, you know, they like their kids. They're fun to be with. They like to laugh. And it's a struggle with the kids. When they came in, it was his wife's birthday. And the third, who's a little girl, who was born on my mother's birthday, so one of her great-grandchildren was born on her birthday, January 14th, which is going to be next Tuesday, no? She's the most, you know the word in English, rambunctious?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's the most rambunctious kid in the world. So she came in the church, it's almost as if her pants were on fire the whole time. She was running around with cucarachas and sus pantalones, as they say. Running around. She sat down next to her mother, and after the Mass, she said to her mother, I'm never going to sit next to you again in my life. But parents have to teach their children to pray. Second is pray the rosary. Pray the rosary every day. Because the family that prays together stays together. Can I tell you my New Year's proposal?
Yes.
You give me permission? Okay. I've got one. What's that?
4 times a day.
How do you know?
We were New Year's
Mass. Oh, you're a Mass. Okay. So I'm going to try to pray 4 rosaries a day. So the first, this is the 12th today? Yeah. I've done 11 days. Already today I've done 2 rosaries, so I've got 2 more to go. And I've got another 14 hours. No? I'm going to do it. No? And the reason why is because the Blessed Mother loves the rosary. Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you something that makes you happy. Are these your 4 kids?
5
kids? Okay. Oh, the sleepy one? Okay. Okay. One of them say, Mom, I love you, you're the greatest. Don't you feel good? Don't you? So every time you say the Hail Mary, you're saying, Heavenly Mom, I love you, you're the greatest. Really, I mean, she, Ave Maria, she loves that. Every time she hears that, it's like you hearing when your kids say, Dad, you're the best. And she never gets tired. You're not going to, if your son says, Dad, you're the greatest, I really love you, and he says it the following day, you're going to say, don't say that, I heard that yesterday. No, you're not going to say that. No. Yeah, every time you hear it, yes, you feel even better, right?
Yes.
So every time you say the Hail Mary, that's really what we're saying to the Blessed Mother. Heavenly Mom, you're the greatest. We love you. Right? And last but not least, Are any people here Catholics? Are you Catholic? As they say in Spanish, un poco, right? Creciendo un poquitito. As Catholics, you heard my homily, right?
Yes.
We listened, did you zone out?
No.
Okay. Okay. You're thinking about the Pampers and the formula, huh? Okay. But the best way to grow in grace is through the Eucharist.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. So you really want to grow in grace, you go to Mass, receive the Eucharist with love, you skyrocket to heaven already. So get in the habit of going to Mass even every day. Every day, when it's possible. And one last thing is only God's perfect. We have to visit now and then the best beauty parlor in the world. You know the best beauty parlor in the world? The confessional. It's a spiritual beauty parlor, right? You got another beauty parlor, what is that, $100, something like that?
What is that?
Is it about 100? Go to beauty parlor. $125? What? And sometimes it doesn't even work, you know, all that work, you know. Or the Viento di Sant'Anna, or the Piocos. That always works. You go there, you confess, you come out white as the snow. So get in the habit of going to frequent confession. You really feel good. You feel at peace, right?
Yes.
So those are the ideas so that you can really help these children to become saints. You know, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it. And I've got a philosophy. It's taken from Saint Alberto Hurtado, who was a Chilean Jesuit priest that died about 1950. I'll say it in Espanol, then I'll say it in English. Hay dos lugares para descansar, el cementerio y el cielo. Amen. Hay dos lugares para descansar, el cementerio y el cielo. En el entretiempo manos a la obra. Amen. Okay. Two places to rest, the cemetery and heaven. In the meantime, let's work. Let's work now, and we can rest forever in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Very good. So we're going to pray the prayer of the faithful now.